All right, you ready? Did you ever notice how sometimes you can see them coming? I mean, the horizon grows black. You can hear the thunder rolling in the distance. The breeze changes. You can smell the rain. Sometimes you can see them coming. But other times, they sneak up on you. Almost before the sun stops shining, the rain has begun. And I am, of course, talking about storms. Sometimes you know they're coming. And sometimes they catch you totally unaware. The storms of life, the things we endure as we make our way through life, the troubles, the bad times, the sufferings, the pain, they're just like storms. Sometimes you can see them coming. You can see the sky growing black around you. And you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that the bad time is here. But other times, things seem just fine until the storm breaks. You all know exactly what I mean, because you have endured the storms of life both ways. Sometimes you can see it coming, but sometimes you can't. Well, the Bible story just read in your hearing tells of a day when they didn't see the storm coming. Fact is, it was a lovely morning. There was no sign of a storm. Everything was calm and peaceful when Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go to the other side of the lake." Now, I just want to give you a little warning here. It seems like a whim. I mean, you get the feeling that Jesus had nothing else to do that day, right? There's nothing on his mind, and he just decided he wanted to go a ride in a boat. Nah. But since there was no reason not to, no storms were apparent on the horizon, the boat was available, the disciples and Jesus climbed into the boat because it was the easiest way to get across the lake to the other side. It was so peaceful. So calm, so tranquil, that Jesus just laid down in the bow of the boat and fell fast asleep. You always do that when you go out on a cruise, right? See, what I'm trying to suggest here is that sometimes we read this story and we think, gee, Jesus just had like a day off. Didn't know what he was going to do that morning. Decided a boat ride would be nice. Suggested to disciples, everybody agreed, they got in the boat. All I want you to understand is that it's a setup. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing when they got in the boat. When he laid down on the bow and went to sleep, it was no accident. It was morning. Folks, Jesus was not tired. But he laid down in the boat, the bow of the boat, and went to sleep. And as Jesus lay there, sound asleep, a sudden storm came up, one you could not see coming. Poof, there it is. Now, the Bible scholars will tell you that such storms are common on the Sea of Galilee, the lake that they were crossing. Because of the geological construction of the place, storms sweep down out of the hills, apparently out of nowhere, and you can't see them coming. They come down fast, and they are often quite violent. Out of nowhere, the storm came down on the lake, and it raged. It released its full fury on the boat where Jesus was still sound asleep. And it frightened the disciples. If I was allowed to use expletives, I would say it frightened the out of the disciples. And what I want you to understand is that they were fishermen by trade. They spent their lives out on that same lake. They undoubtedly had experienced weather just like this before. But this storm was exceptionally violent. It caused waves to roll over the sides of the shallow boat. It made them think that the boat was about to sink or capsize. The storm was so violent that it made fishermen quake. Do you ever watch that Deadliest Catch thing? They're never afraid. They were afraid because of the violence of the storm. And there are such storms in our lives, aren't there? They come down out of nowhere. They catch us totally unaware. And they are so violent and so threatening. Though we have stood firm in our faith in other storms before, these storms are so unusual. They make us think that there is no help and that our little vessel will surely sink. Even those of us with great faith quake. Because the sudden storm which falls upon us is so full of violence. There are such storms in life. Now, the wording of the text that is set before us this morning is very interesting. The Bible says, you got to hear it, the Bible says the boat was being swamped. It says they were in great danger. Now, often what I do when I look at this story, when I read it for myself, I want to say that they allowed their imaginations to get away from them. Okay? That the circumstances were such that they looked at the violence of the storm and assumed something that was not so. Okay? That they thought they were in danger when in truth they never really were. But that's not what the text says. The tenses of the verbs are emphatic. The fact is that it wasn't just something that seemed to be that way to the disciples. They were not being overwhelmingly imaginative. It was fact. The disciples were correct. The storm did indeed threaten their safety. You got to deal with this, because that's what life storms are like. They're not fake in their threat. Their violence is not something that we imagine. They come at us with such violence that we are indeed threatened. Our lives are sometimes in danger because of the circumstances that we face. There are things in this world that we in and of ourselves cannot control or overcome. Aren't there? You better believe there are. And so we know what it's like to be overwhelmed by the circumstances that we face in life. We know what it's like to be Jesus' disciples in that boat, even with Jesus asleep in the bow. We know it because we have been there. And I want to tell you something. If you haven't been there, hold on to your seat. Because the storm comes. Even if you can't see it, it comes. And those of us who have lived life have been overwhelmed by the raging winds and the roaring seas of our own personal disasters, too. We know how in such times, faith grows smaller and smaller and smaller until it shrinks and seems to disappear. That's where the disciples were that day, out on the lake, scared to death. They were truly in danger of being thrown into the raging seas and drowning. So they woke Jesus up. Master! Master, we're going to drown! They screamed over the roaring wind of the storm. And it was an accurate report. Not an exaggeration. But Jesus spoke to the storm. And instantly, I love the word, instantly, the wind ceased blowing. The sea ceased raging. The storm stopped storming. It was calm. As suddenly as it came, the storm left. It was over. And Jesus said to them, "Where is your faith?" Of course, they had none. The circumstances had gotten their attention, and they had forgotten all about having faith, all about trusting God. But come on now. Don't be too hard on them. In fact, we should be entirely sympathetic, because we know what it's like to be overwhelmed by circumstances, don't we? For we have all been overwhelmed by the raging winds and the roaring seas of our personal disasters too. We know how in such times faith grows. Until it disappears. Used to read Peter a book called Ice, Water, and then the ice would go, "I'm melting." And so does our faith. But that day, the disciples looked at Jesus and said, "Who is this? For he commands the winds and the waves, and they all obey." That was the point of the trip. It's why Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side," and got them all in the boat. He wanted them to see what he could do for them in the midst of their storm. Oh, it is so easy to forget the point. In the midst of the storms life throws our way. But folks, it is as true today as it was then. The winds and the waves still obey his voice. So are you facing a storm? Maybe you are, but you just don't know it yet. Remember, he has the power to make it all calm.